New video games tend not to come out right after the holidays, but now we're in mid-January and the dam is beginning to break, and soon it will become a flood.
I swear to you, I'll do whatever you want.
I've always wondered what's on the other side of this gate. Today, I'll find out.
This transformation, it's remarkable.
In addition, there is a huge and hugely controversial Harry Potter game around the corner, not to mention a long-awaited Legend of Zelda title. Which brings us to James Mastromarino, our gaming expert gaming person here at Here and Now. James, hello.
Hi, Scott.
So, before we started taping, you told me this is going to be a big year for Nintendo, yeah?
Yeah, and it all begins this week with the release of Fire Emblem Engage. It's the latest in this fantasy tactics series that I fell in love with over the pandemic.
Yeah.
Now, big game that everyone has their eyes on. It comes out this May. It's the new Legend of Zelda game, Tears of the Kingdom. It's a follow-up to a massively influential Zelda title that came out in 2017 called Breath of the Wild. So this offers more of the same exploration, physics puzzling, magic and combat in a franchise that is one of the most influential and beloved in the entire games world.
And then there's this massive game that you're waiting for that a lot of people are not just waiting for, but have pre-purchased, Hogwarts Legacy, which has you play as a student in the magical school.
The choices you make now will define the legacy of Hogwarts.
Oh, that signature sound, James. We also know that the author, J.K. Rowling, has come under fire for transphobic comments. How is that controversy going to affect the sales, you think?
Well, it doesn't appear to have made a huge dent just from what we're seeing. It's at the top of the charts already, and it hasn't even come out. And it's easy to see why. Harry Potter is one of the biggest franchises in the entire world,
yeah.
And that's despite the fact that so many people are unhappy with its originator, J.K. Rowling, who in 2020 started to really double down on these transphobic comments she made on Twitter. That's led to calls for a boycott for this game. So a lot of the people involved with the game have tried to promote how inclusive it is. You can play as a trans character in the game.
Mm.
But that doesn't matter to a lot of people who see supporting the game in any way as kind of condoning her attacks on the trans community. Because even though she's only loosely connected with this project, she still is going to see some kind of royalties. We just don't know how much money she will make off of the game.
Yeah. So that comes out in February. James, you also want to talk about this trend. It sounds like Hollywood, big budget remakes of old classics that sometimes work, I guess, sometimes don't.
That's right. I mean, Hollywood cycles through its own content all the time, and the games industry is no different. We're seeing publishers produce more and more of these remakes because they're sure bets, right? They're beloved games that are catching a nostalgia wave some decades after their initial release, and now there's new hardware to produce glitzier, upscaled versions of them for people that might not have encountered them the first time. Among these are a remake to the beloved Dead Space, a space horror game, kind of like Alien, and then one to Resident Evil 4, which I'm more confident about because the publisher has a great track record with these remakes, and it looks like it's even going to preserve the campy horror dialogue of the original.
The president's daughter, Baby Eagle. It's likely she's in this village.
Our intel was correct then. Well done.
Something's happened to the people here. My escorts are...
In this game, you play a guy named Leon Kennedy who's literally trying to save the president's daughter from cultists in Spain. It is absolutely as campy and absurd as it sounds. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. And briefly, James, what other big titles are you watching for 2023?
Well, there's another little game called Hollow Knight Silksong. This is a follow-up to an indie game from 2017 where you play this bug warrior in this fallen insectoid kingdom. You fight praying mantises and beetles and spiders. And that might sound really creepy, but it's also extremely cute. The aesthetic is just gorgeous. It has an incredible atmosphere and soundtrack. So people have really been salivating over anything that they can get that's about this sequel, which is rumored to come out this year. I'll give their small indie team as much time as they need to finish it, but if they actually do, I will drop everything to play it.
That is our own James Mastromarino. He edits gaming coverage for NPR, and his day job is a producer for us at Here and Now. James, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.